Mike, your players have talked about your even demeanor in your meetings, practices. Why do you think having that coaching style is important, and how much of that is just a reflection of your personality and in what ways?
I think what's important is just being yourself, coaching, playing. I think that's, you know, important to show your personality, and, you know, I think you gotta, you know, be you whenever you're trying to give a message and be as positive and go through that process.
I mean, being even, how do you think it helps these guys get through it?
I mean, football could be a chaotic at times, so I think it's important to kind of keep your composure, understand where you're at in a given situation, and, you know, find a way and be able to problem solve. For me, being that in that demeanor allows me to problem solve and think clearly and give the guys the right information.
Mike, why did you decide not to take any interviews this week, and do you plan to take them next week regardless?
Touched on that a little bit last week. You know, I think we'll find the appropriate time that's best for myself and the team. But I know Dave's hit on that this week about not doing them this week during the game week. So try to keep that as normal as possible. And then we'll communicate and find a good time when that's right.
Have you ever been angry? Have you ever lost your emotions?
Absolutely. I mean, there's times and places where that happens. But, you know, you try and stay within it, figure out what went wrong, figure out how you can fix it. And then that's really all the players want is an answer. So, just get back into a mentality where you can help find answers for them.
Does being away from the sideline help that on Sundays or Saturdays or whenever you play?
Yeah, as far as being in the booth, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like being in the booth was definitely different. I'd spent the last several years on the field. Not good, or like, I think they're just different experiences. Down in the field, you get a little bit more of a feel of the players being right next to them and being able to communicate it. When you're up in the booth, you get a bigger picture, kind of a bird's eye view of the field. So they're different, and so you got to have trust both ways, whether you're on the field, trust upstairs in the booth, and when you're on the booth, trust downstairs on the field to get the right information.
I guess what I'm asking though is, does it help you to sort of disassociate yourself from the emotion and the passion and everything going on?
Definitely. You can definitely think a little bit. You have more time to think and kind of spread out and have some, you have an area there to write some notes down, and where you don't really have that on the field, a desk and all that. So, and it's definitely quieter, so you don't have to worry about the crowd noise in between drives and stuff. That's probably the two major differences.
Mike, is there any, this, when you're up there, the communication is the only thing that matters, right? You know, they can't. So have there been either issues, or is it something you have to train yourself, because you got a lot of people in your ear also, and you got to be clear, you got to not mumble, that kind of stuff. I mean, it sounds maybe not important, but it's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, those are things that you really practice, like in training camp and OTAs, just the enunciation of the plays and working through how I'm going to communicate, this number or this set of plays, and how the quarterback wants to hear it, because that's really all that matters. If I'm talking to the quarterback, that he gets the information quickly, concise, he can hear it, and that way he can relay that information.
Daniel, a good listener?
Daniel does a great job with the headset and communicating to the huddle, communicating what we want to get rolling with on offense.
What is? We talked to you since the game, obviously. What did you think of Daniel's performance in his first playoff?
Yeah, Daniel did a nice job. Obviously, had some really good production with his legs, good production with his arm. He made good decisions from the quarterback position and eliminating those turnovers, which is big in really any game. In playoffs, those type of things get elevated. So I thought he did a nice job. He directed the offense, and he did all the things that we asked him to do for quarterback position.
On game days, how do you see his demeanor change, if at all, from like the Slayton drop versus the Hodgins pretty remarkable patch?
Right. I mean, you guys see it on the TV, and even when you guys are on the field, he's pretty much the same guy every day. And he doesn't really sweat it either way, or up or down. He kind of just stays in the game and keeps fighting, keep playing. And I think that's where, you see a guy like him, he's put us in position to be in those type of games.
Mike, what do you think has made the Eagles so successful at rushing the quarterback?
I think the first thing starts, they're really talented players. They have a really talented group. Their depth, super talented. It's not just like the front four. They got backups, guys that are perennial all pros and pro bowlers. They're well coached, right? They have a good scheme. And they're sound with their scheme, and they do a lot of good stuff on defense. So we gotta have a good week of prep.
Mike, the first half of the year is really like the identity of the team was running through Saquon, really run heavy, and it seems like it's shifted. What has enabled you guys to put more trust in the passing game, put more on Daniel's plate in that regard?
I think, you know, each week you just go through that process and evaluate how the scheme is looking, what we're seeing on defense, you know, how we can put our players in the best spot to be successful and execute, you know, and as the games go longer each season, and as you get deeper and deeper into the season, you know, those things just get magnified. So we have to focus on, you know, our fundamentals and our techniques. All those things are super important.
Mike, of course. Daniel Bellinger come this year, and how much did he have to reset after the VBI injury?
Yeah, but Belly keeps growing every single week. You see improvement in the little things that we talk about with him. In the run game, he's showing up. He's showing up in the pass game. And he's one of those guys that's just you know, really good. He's a great teammate. You know, he does a lot of good, like, just the little things with Bellinger. You're seeing him really improve on.
Did he have to reset after the eye injury, and do you feel like he's gotten back to where he was?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had an injury like that, you know, with the vision and trying to catch football and stuff, so I don't want to speak for him on it, but, you know, it was good to have him back, and he had great energy. He was in all the meetings, and he was still around, so it didn't really feel like he lost anything. You know, he kind of jumped right back into the flow of it and was right back where he left off.
Mike, when the circumstances are what they are 2 weeks ago when you close out the regular season against them, I'm sure there are things you could gain schematically on how you put together the game plan. Can you look at the personnel and think, all right, we had these guys out there, but when we reinsert our guys, maybe this works differently, or the game plan is even more enhanced because of what you're bringing now off the sideline?
Yeah, when you watch the tape, you know, we look at all the matchups, all the personnel, all the formations, see how they want to align to it, and see if we can find just a little bit of an edge to gain an advantage for the offense, you know, whether it was a motion, a formation, a shift, the personnel grouping, changing it out of those with the run and the pass, you know, trying to tie all that stuff together. That's an extensive process that we go through each week.
How long have you been waiting to unveil the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, that was a good one. That was the weekly ad for that game. It worked out nice. I mean, we only got a few yards on it, but it looks sweet.
it was handled correctly, right?
Yeah, I mean, Daniel and Brita did a nice job with the ball handling. They worked on it. You know, you guys left, and that's when we started, you know, pulling it out.
Is that hard for a quarterback? I mean, you played the position. Were you able to do that, you know?
Yeah, I think the creativity that the staff has, bringing that to them, and the players love that kind of stuff. So, you know, giving it to those guys and letting them kind of run with it. I don't know the level of difficulty. I think Daniel handled it great on that particular one, but you know, those are neat plays. You wish you would have gotten this a little bit more.
Is that a Chiefs thing, or is that did somebody else bring that in?
No, it's a Giants thing. You know, those are things that, you know, we're building for our offense and want to, you know, continue to build on.
Is that something, Mike, you work on during the course of the season, or you just broke out last week?
Yeah, it was a play that we had kind of talked about, but then, you know, there was an opportunity for it versus the look, and you know, there was a few things that had to happen, you know, right for the play to work, and you know, it was the right situation, I thought, just a tick off, but yeah, we just pulled it off for that game.
Mike, Isaiah Hodgins' development, obviously Dave's and Shane knew him, I'm sure you were less familiar with him, but the way he's come on as rapidly as he has, but I think it's five touchdowns in six games.
Yeah, I mean, from the day, not having much experience with him before that, I mean, he's been nothing but impressive. Coming in, studying the playbook, working his butt off. He's a great teammate. I mean, he does all the right things. He's a pro. So, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, jumped into that room and was able to add some value.